Gorgeous well-being, sex and beauty.
Today I'm welcoming onto Radio Gorgeous two women who have connected through being looking for something more in their lives. My guests started to journey inwards on a spiritual journey with amazing results, but they have now created the Zone Connection. Shift your energy to happiness and beyond. With careers in mentoring, personal growth, transformational leadership, and coaching, they've got together to help us access our true power, unlimited creativity, and joy. Welcome, Penny Mallinson and Sue Coyne. Penny first, hi.
Hi there, Josephine. Thank you so much for inviting us to Radio Gorgeous.
And
it's very gorgeous to be here today.
Lovely. And this is Sue.
Hello, really pleased to be with you today and excited to see how we can transform your life.
Exactly. So what is the Zone Connection?
The Zone of Connection is an energetic space in which anything can happen. You can tap into all of who you are and tap into a much bigger energy, allowing you to shift your vibe and to transform your life.
Would you describe it the same way, Penny?
Yes, I would describe it the same way. And I believe it's a zone that we all tap into naturally when we're really at our best.
Yes, what sort of moments are we in the zone of connection?
So one of the easiest ways to explain it is an athlete. So they're not really fully conscious of what they're doing in the moment. They're completely in that moment of now, and their body and everything is just performing as it needs to be. So we can use that to get into this zone.
So how can we... What physically would happen to me if I went into your zone of connection?
You would first of all take any awareness that you have of your own energy from your head area down into your body, really connecting all of yourself up. And we call this, you know, your body, your radar system. So once you're in your body, you can tune in to yourself, to the situation. And we're all energy beings. We're all made of energy and vibrating at a particular frequency. So you would experience your own energy on the inside and start to shift that energy outside of your physical body, expanding into the whole of the energy field that you actually occupy. And because we're all energy and all energy is interconnected, as you expanded your own energy field, you'd feel yourself connecting into that much bigger universal energy field. It's a bit like connecting your computer up to the internet and expanded out into that zone of connection. You have everything available to you. You can tap into that universal intelligence and download anything you need. You can notice your own vibrational frequency, and if it's low, you can shift it to a higher vibe of love, of happiness. So basically, you can create your own reality.
It sounds too good to be true. What do you think about me saying that?
It's actually very simple. And because it's something that we do naturally, we have our own natural abilities to do it. What Sue and I have done is we've distilled from many, many different practices something that is really, really simple. So we reckon we've studied over 60 different methods and modalities and things. And then we have distilled the ones that we work with our clients in our workshops, in our masterclasses. And over the years, we've worked out what works best for most people to access this state. And as Sue said, you really start with a journey inside because you have to feel your energy in your own body first. And that's really a mindfulness level of connection. So it's being able to feel all of your own body sensations and to experience the moment. And then beyond that, you can expand into a much greater energy field. And as I said, you know, we do this naturally.
Do children and animals do it?
I would say that children probably up until the age of about 7, do it all the time. There's some really interesting statistics about children and creativity, because one thing accessing the zone of connection gives you is a heightened ability to access your own creativity. And children up to the age of 7 have really high levels of creativity and actual genius. And when we become much more conscious and our head brain gets in the way, that starts to reduce over the years as we get older. So I'd say definitely children. In my experience of animals, so I'm a great dog lover. Very sadly, I lost my dog last Monday.
Oh my gosh.
I know, we had to put him to sleep. He was the most incredible animal.
What sort of dog?
He was an American Labrador, and he's actually an ex-MOD dog. He was a bomb sniffer. So we, amazing dog. We adopted him when he was 4. Been blown up twice. He did 2 tours of Afghanistan.
By the age of four.
And then he sadly got cancer when he was 6, and he fought that with radiation treatment, and he lived until he was nearly 10. So he did incredibly well. And I would say his levels of being able to tune in and intuition were very high. So I've only really had the experience of living with dogs, although I love horse riding too. So I believe that animals do have that ability.
No, definitely. Mm. So what is the connection? Is it connecting with God or higher energy? Or is it, I mean, what is it?
I think everybody has their own interpretation of what this bigger energy is. We come from the quantum science perspective that everything is made of energy and all energy is interconnected and all energy vibrates at different frequencies. So negative emotions vibrate at a low, heavy energy. If you walk into a room, you can feel if there's been an argument, you can sense heavy energy. And actually you can choose something different in that moment because you can just raise your vibe. So if I took out my dowsing rods and measured your energy field and you had a negative emotion, you'd probably have a very small aura around yourself. Mm. If in that moment you just thought of something that brought you happiness or gave you a feeling of love, you would raise your vibration instantly and probably your energy field would quadruple in size. Mm. So it's all about shifting the energy in your field at will and choosing how you want to feel.
It sounds so exciting. I'm really, really thrilled to be talking about this. So in the book, you tell us that we have 3 brains, which I wasn't aware of.
Yes. So some of the latest thinking in neuroscience is that we have 3 brains. We have a head brain, we have a heart brain, and we also have a gut. And what we can learn to do is to use all of our brains together.
Is that mind, body and spirit then, would you say?
I would say that is the lead in to that. So it's really part of your mind and body. But once you've joined all of yourself up, then you have the opportunity to be able to tune in, as Sue was just describing, into what we call it's really our whole self.
Our universal brain.
And the universal brain. So that's when you can tap into your intuition, your knowing, your creativity, your brilliance, your genius, and your full potential.
I think absolutely incredible. So how will my life change if I got into the zone connection?
What it gives you is, as I said earlier, that ability to shift your vibe to a positive vibration. When you're in a positive emotional state, you have positive chemicals in your brain. So you have dopamine, serotonin, all of those feel-good chemicals. So your brain functions properly. So that enhances your ability to be inspirational, to be creative, all of those things, and to see a bigger perspective. So day to day, if you're in this zone of connection, something challenging happens, instead of going down into a negative vibe, closing yourself down and panicking and going into stress response, you stay open to the situation and you see the potential in it. So you choose how to respond as opposed to your automatic, reactive, old reptilian brain responses just taking you over.
Yeah, because in the past I've had real problems with anxiety and flight, and you know, and now I do a lot of yoga, I do a lot of breathing, I do a lot of everything, exercise, just to keep me calm. You know, I kind of have to work on it all the time. But you're saying this would be a way of accessing it and taking, instead of sort of thinking all the time, soften, relax, all the things I'm thinking, I could start zoning into my higher self. Is it the higher self, would you say?
It's a higher vibe, a higher energy. Mm. It may well be your higher self. It's really your best self. So, we're not talking about in spiritual terms and higher self, or, you know, we talk about accessing your true self, your full power, and really being able to choose in any moment how you respond to things and how you create your life, really.
So is this consciousness raising, would you say?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, I'm dying to know is how to do it. So what would be... So I've got the book, and the book is packed. It's really got a lot going on in it. It's also user-friendly in the way that you can go to the internet, can't you? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so you're not really going to get a lot out of the book other than information. You're not going to get your own personal experience unless you actually practice some of the exercises in it. And it's a lot easier to practice if you can close your eyes and listen. So we've got audio downloads. So to make it really easy for people, you can just download them and listen to them wherever you want. And
so if people buy the book, do they get a code or an access?
Yes, exactly. You'll be able to download them.
Fantastic. And what's in these? So these are kind of meditative talks, are they? What sort of thing are they?
So there's a few different ways, because people experience learning in different ways. So some of them are visualizations. Some of them might be practices that you can do during your day. Some of them might be something to write. So there's various different ones. I'd say the majority, it's listening and having your own experience of that.
And they're all centred on the simple practice that we developed called the connection practice. This is the core of the whole book, really. And this is taking all of that journey that both of us went on, all of the things that we learned and tried out. We've distilled these elements, as Penny said, to create the connection practice. If you make this your morning practice every day, gradually you'll get to a place where in the moment you can drop into that zone of connection during the day. And as I said, stay open and have a bigger perspective on whatever's happening in the moment. And so it's a practice that develops almost a muscle or an ability to drop instantly into that zone of connection. It's not something you're going to get immediately. So the exercises that we've recorded take people on that journey. First of all, to learn the connection practice, then to do that more quickly. We call that the fast connection practice. And then to be able to do the instant connection practice, where in the moment they drop into that zone of connection. And then we apply that ability to drop into that zone of connection to different areas of your life, to your relationship with yourself, your relationship with others, to how you communicate, and basically how you manifest abundance in your life. So we apply it to lots of different aspects of your life.
So tell us about your experiences then. How is the zone of connection? How did you get into it? What was the first feeling? Tell us about your experience with the zone of connection, Penny.
So I think, as I was saying earlier, I do believe it's something we do naturally. And so the zone of connection isn't just our zone. This is something that is available to everybody and always has been. We haven't created the zone of connection. We've created how you can access it easily. So for me, it probably started in my 20s, and I lived in Asia, and I went on an Alpha Dynamic meditation course, and I reached this extraordinary state, and it blew my mind, and I felt absolutely amazing.
So is that bliss, as known as?
Yes, I would say that. Yeah. That would be a very good description of it. And I just thought, okay, you can only do this when you're sitting for hours meditating, and in order to...
And you've got to be in India, and you've got to be wearing the right clothes, and eating the right food.
You've got to be up a mountain, and in fact, if you're going to take it into your life, if you're going to live it, you need to be a guru. And I never thought I was on that path to be a guru. So that was probably my first experience, but since then... I've just become more and more fascinated, and I had such a taste for it and a curiosity. And then in my early 30s, my best friend committed suicide, and that really took me to quite a dark place. And he was one of the best loved, most successful men that I knew. And it was very much out of the blue. His father had had this psychotic depression at the same age, so who knows why that happened. But it really made me curious about how do human beings work? You know, how do we go right? How do we go wrong? What are the possibilities here? And that was the major start of my journey. And then I really started looking at personal growth and doing many, many courses and facilitating that myself. And then Sue and I met.
Absolutely.
So tell me your journey, Sue. How did you get, and when did you first feel the zone of connection?
I had many years in the zone of disconnection.
As we all have.
I was a workaholic businesswoman with two young children under husband at the time. And I had no balance in my life whatsoever. So in 2000, I got breast cancer, and really it was... a burnout. I completely burnt myself out because I had no balance in my life. So recovering from breast cancer, the divorce that followed, I decided that I needed to start to look at myself and see what was going wrong, how I'd gone off track. I trained as a coach in 2003, mainly for myself.
Yes.
And in training as a coach, I had to be very present in the moment with my clients.
So like we're being now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I learned about this idea of being present in the moment. I had no idea of it at all. I mean, when I got cancer, I went to the what was called then the Bristol Cancer Centre. It's now the Penny Brown Centre. And the holistic doctor said to me, well, how much of your attention or your time do you spend on the mind? How much on the body and how much on the spirit? So I said, well, mind, 95%. Body, well, I have a personal trainer I see twice a week, so 5%. Spirit, what's that? So I was completely oblivious to all of these things. And at that centre, I learnt about all sorts of energy things and spiritual healing and massage, things that I'd never tried before. So really, that was the start.
So alternative health brought you into it. Yeah.
That was a start. And finding a complementary way of balancing myself and finding a state of well-being. And then when Penny and I met, I was going through divorce and... my sex life had perhaps taken a wrong turn as well, and I thought there was something wrong with me. Oh. So I was exploring that area and discovered something called Tantra.
Yes, we've done a lot of the interviews about that.
So I'd found a little book
you
in
can
a
can talk
chemist.
About anything on Radio Gorgeous.
Well, actually, this was a really healing programme for me. And once I attended the first class, I met Penny, and we were buddies. And for me, a lot of my personal growth and healing came through the particular sort of tantra that we studied, which was very much sexual healing, finding out who you are, finding out who you are, really connecting to your own energy, I'm fine, and being the best you can be. And we connected there. We studied that together and... added that to all the other things that together we'd studied, we'd learned, you know, separately and together. And as I was doing some advanced coaching exams where I got to really be in the moment and be observed coaching, I said to Penn, what could we put together to really help me be present and connected and do my very best in this coaching exam? And that was the start of the connection practice. Happy to say I got distinction in the coaching exam, and really we've gone on from there, sharing it with coaches, with business leaders, with individuals who are on a personal growth journey to help them be at their best and really access their true self and their true power.
Yes, I really find that interesting thing, because people have come on Radio Gorgeous before and said your authentic self, your true self. Can you explain that?
Yes, I'd say that it is something that you feel inside of you, and you start with that inner journey to find out who you really are. And I guess it starts with a deep love for yourself and appreciation and understanding and caring. So the self-love is the start of it. And then from that...
So sort of forgiving yourself for a lot of things as well.
Yes, I'd say forgiveness definitely comes into it.
Accepting yourself more than anything.
Okay.
And then from there, as you expand outward, you just find more and more of yourself. And you realise that you truly are an infinite being in a body and with limitless potential. And so being able to tap into that gives you a true sense of your full power and who you really are.
It's really interesting. So people, I mean, it's so... so British not to love ourselves, isn't
Absolutely.
It? To say, oh God, I'm terrible at that. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I'm useless. I mean, that's the first thing that comes out of our mouths, isn't it? How would you say we you know, what's the first steps to self-love self-acceptance?
The absolute first steps and the first chapter in the book on this journey, we call it opening up, because we all have limiting beliefs about ourselves. It is very British not to put ourselves forward and to show off, as we might term it. And so we have to think back to all of those beliefs that are holding us back and stopping us being our true selves. And we have one of the exercises that you can download on the website. It helps you through that process of identifying those beliefs that hold you back. It doesn't matter where they've come from. They're probably from your childhood, your cultural conditioning, whatever they are, but they're not serving you as an adult. And helping you identify them and replace them with something more empowering. And to do that, you have to use a neuroplasticity in your brain to rewire your brain to create new neural pathways that then start to influence how you feel and how you behave. And the old limiting beliefs fall away.
So I remember one of the lines in the book is it said, every morning you've got to wake up as though you're with your best friend and kind of be nice to her and say, how are you? You're going to have a lovely day. Everything's good. Don't worry about things, you know.
So important. My journey following my cancer was building that sort of relationship with myself. I called it having a love affair with myself, really, because I didn't like myself. I couldn't think of anything that I liked about myself physically, really.
God.
I could hardly write anything on a piece of paper that I liked about myself. So
where did that self-loathing come from, do you think?
From, you know, there's a certain stage in childhood between the ages of 3 and 7 where if you don't get your needs met for belonging and love in your family, you feel you're not lovable. And so I had that belief. My mother left when I was 6 or 7.
Gosh.
And so I'd grown up with that unconscious limiting belief. And so you've got to, it takes a lot of repetition to rewire that. It took me 18 months of every single day focusing on what I wanted to believe. And then one day I woke up and thought, oh, I don't need to do this anymore.
What was your main mantra then, would you say?
I love and accept myself exactly as I am. I used to look in the mirror and say that, and at first I used to cringe, and then now I look and I say, I love and accept you, and you're bloody gorgeous. Oh, sorry.
I said you're allowed to swear on this. We can do anything on Radio Gorgeous, yeah, and you are bloody gorgeous, by the way. Fantastic. So can you tell us some simple exercises we can do to just sort of maybe kind of start opening up, getting into our intuition, getting into
the
zone?
Shall we do a little fast connection practice with you?
Yes, please.
It will probably just take a few minutes to do.
Do I have to do anything like lie down or?
No, you don't have to do anything like lie down.
Do you want to hold the microphone then? Because I'm going to ask, do I have to close my eyes? Or?
Sue's going to hold the microphone and I'll guide
it. Put it near her. That's
it. So in the book, we do say, take your shoes off and stand up. But it's absolutely fine to do it.
I'll take my shoes off anyway because it's like I'm earthed then.
Yeah. That's great.
Right.
And
everyone at home, you've got to take your shoes off as well. Okay.
Lovely. So, just close your eyes and just feel your feet on the ground. And really let your face relax. Let your jaw relax. Let your shoulders relax and let your pelvic floor relax. Just enjoy that feeling of being relaxed for a moment. And just become aware of the sensations in your body. Allowing yourself to experience in this moment. And just feel your spine and your posture. And just feel for an uprightness so that your spine is in integrity. Almost a feeling of dignity. And all around your body is energy and atmosphere. I'm just going to get a feeling now for balance within that field around you, that energy field. So just let yourself wonder, what would it be like if your energy were equal and even to the left and the right of you? What would it be like if the energy were equal and even behind and in front of you? And what would it be like if the energy was equal and even above and below you? So just allow yourself to feel supported. Allow yourself to trust in this energy field. And then I want you just to notice your breath. Just notice where it is now in your body. Don't try and change anything. And then I'm going to ask you to take a big breath in, and as you breathe out, really let go of anything you don't need right here and now. Okay, so another really big breath in and sigh out. That's it. And one more big breath. Anything that you don't need. And one more, allowing yourself to come back to who you really are. That's it. And now we're going to take a couple of long conscious breaths. So counting in for 6, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and out for 6. Just take one more of those lovely long conscious breaths, slowing yourself down, feeling a sense of calm. Next, I just want you to come to your chest area. I want you to imagine a line that's going up through your throat, behind your eyes, and up to the crown of your head. Let this line travel on up through this house, up into the sky, up through the atmosphere, all the way up to the sun. And really enjoy that radiant, light, generous warmth of the sun. Let's enjoy that for a moment. Then start to come back down the line through the atmosphere of the earth, the sky, back down to the crown of your head. And let the line go all the way through your body, all the way down to your feet. And now the line is going to go through your feet and down into Mother Earth. And let that line travel all the way down to the centre, to that hot, red, molten core, the source energy at the centre of the Earth. Just get a sense of that energy. And now let yourself come back up the line, all the way up to your feet, coming back up to the center point in your chest and having a sense of the line through the sun and the earth, feeling grounded, centered and aligned. Now bring your awareness to your heart center in your chest. I want you to start to imagine a ball of energy in your chest area. It may have color or texture. However that is for you, just start to imagine a ball of energy in your chest. And I want you to let that ball of energy, it may have movement, start to get bigger. And let that energy start to expand into your whole body. Really expanding so it fills your entire body. Now we're going to let it expand beyond our body. So let it get even bigger. This huge ball of energy expanding out, and it's expanding. So it's a huge, vast ball expanding into this room, into this house, expanding way, way out there. Let it go out really fast now. So it's getting huge and vast. And imagine it expanding so far out that it encompasses this whole planet Earth. And even further at a rapid rate now. So it goes right out to include the whole universe. And as you sit here, you are connected to your body and your own energy. But you're also connected to this massive, vibrant energy where you have no edges and you can tune into any possibility for yourself. And this is the zone of connection. So when you're ready, you can just gently open your eyes.
Oh, gosh.
And see how you feel now.
I feel like I've had an experience. No, definitely. I mean, but very interestingly, I could feel emotion there.
Yeah.
And stress coming out here.
Yeah.
And they're obviously things I need to get rid of, yeah, aren't they? Mm.
So there's
an emotional block, yeah, here, and I know what that's to do with my childhood.
Yeah.
And the stress thing is something to do with just, I don't know, every day leading my life too fast or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, slowing down, learning to slow. Yeah, yeah. What did you feel from that?
So for you, I could sense there was some energy there, particularly in your throat.
Yes.
And there is an exercise in the book, and we talk about emotion in the book and understanding emotion. You know, in the Western world, we have lots of ideas about emotion and whether we should or shouldn't have them, whether they're good or bad. We tend to suppress the ones that we don't like the feel of. And really...
Well, I did that from age naught.
Yeah.
Because I had similar experience to you, I think. And so it's like I've suppressed it for so long, but it's become a physical thing in my body, not a feeling.
And that's
that
very...
makes sense.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. Mm. And that is really normal for most people.
Okay, great.
And... what we need to do is to move that. So just as we said, everything is made of energy. Emotions are just energy. They're actually designed to pass through our body. give us information which we can respond to if we need to. So if you think of an animal, if you think of a dog, you know, they're walking down the street and they bump into another dog and they're threatened or they don't like the look of it. And they will get so angry and fierce. And then 2 seconds later, they shake it off, the energy has passed, and they're smelling the next tree. So this is what emotion is designed for. And unfortunately, nobody ever tells us this. And, you know, I wish I'd known this when I was younger. Mm. And now we understand that you can encourage your emotion to pass. If it's blocked, there are ways of releasing that.
So how would you go for a throat unblocking exercise? What would you recommend?
So it's a combination of using the connection practice, of which we just did a version of it. And then it's using the breath and it's being able to tune into that and to really breathe it out. There's an exercise in the book to do that. Very often, interestingly enough, once you breathe out an emotion, it does have a message for you.
And it loses its power.
Wow. So you suddenly might get an enlightened moment of what the message is, but then it's gone. Sort of it's, is that what it's like?
The emotion goes.
Yeah.
So as the emotion, there is a bit of evidence that says that an emotion is designed to pass through in 12 seconds. So if you let yourself feel an emotion fully, it will actually just pass through you in 12 seconds.
Wow.
The throat is a very common place of blocked emotion. And one of the lovely exercises in the book, once we've dealt with our limiting beliefs, moved all of our blocked energy and emotions and created more of a flow where we can connect with our true self, who we really are, we can start to sound our signature vibe. Mm. So maybe we could do this now.
Yeah, I'd
so
love
now
to
you've
do
just
it.
Done that expansion, just stay in that expanded place and tune into yourself. Imagine you can tune in to yourself.
Tuning into Radio Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's just like tuning into a radio frequency. Mm. Tune into your own frequency and just allow yourself to hum it. Just play with it, but allow yourself, give yourself permission to hum your own vibe. Beautiful. And as you do that, do it a few times and gradually open your throat and allow the sound to come out. That's beautiful.
Wow.
That's your vibe.
Wow. Oh, gosh. It's higher than I thought. Because I've got such a deep voice, I thought I'd have a deep one. Wow, that's amazing. Yes, because isn't it like if you hum, apparently hum, that's why omming and humming is really good, isn't it? It's very good for the throat again. Yeah. Fantastic.
So that's a lovely thing to do as you tune into yourself and you get to access more of yourself. It could be that that vibe changes. And once you know your own signature vibe, that's the vibration you're taking out into the world. And then you can say, okay, so how do I want to feel today? Do I want to move that vibe even higher to happiness, to love and beyond, gratitude, oneness, whatever? And when you notice your vibe feeling a little bit depressed and feeling low, then you can just choose to take it up again.
What if you're worn out and tired and you know that you're tired and you shouldn't be, you know, forcing yourself? You know what I mean? What would you just...
You don't force anything. This is all about allowing and accepting. Mm-hmm. So if you're tired, it's accepting that and allowing your body to feel it, but knowing actually that you can choose to change that. So you could choose by focusing on gratitude, thinking of, as you're lying there tired and exhausted, thinking of all the things that have been wonderful today, all the wonderful things that happened, all the wonderful moments you've fully expressed who you are. I would guarantee almost in an instant your state would change and you'd no longer feel tired, you'd feel energised.
And you'll probably have a really peaceful sleep too.
Yeah.
So what if people want to come to you personally? Because they can buy the book, they can download it, but what about coming to you too for kind of healing or, you know, or more about the zone of connection, how would they contact you?
We have a website, zoneofconnection.com. It's available when the book's fully launched.
And the book is launched today, so that's really good.
Yeah, so you can go to the website, thezoneofconnection.com.
Yeah.
We run workshops, and on that website we'll have details about any workshops that we're running. There'll be probably lots more events emerging as the book gets launched and things start to develop. So
whereabouts in Britain are you? Or are you,
I'm based in Cheshire, Wilmslow in Cheshire.
And I'm based in Notting Hill in London.
But I'm wondering where you'd have your workshops. Yeah.
Probably London, but they could be anywhere. We're collaborating with lots of different organisations around the country, so they could be anywhere.
Yeah.
But the details will be on the website.
Fantastic.
And we do work one-to-one as well. We don't take that many one-to-one clients, but we're happy to work with people one-to-one.
You were going to say something?
Yes, I was just going to say we do these one-to-one sessions where we can help people to move any blocked emotions. You know, if it's something which has perhaps been sitting there for a long time, very often you do need somebody externally to you to help you to shift that.
Exactly. So this is absolutely so exciting. The Zone of Connection is being published today. So have you got anything else you want to say to the public? Because this is your last chance on Radio Gorgeous.
I would say that you owe it to yourself to establish a practice like this so that you can live your life fully. I've had cancer. I know you only get one life. And I would encourage all of you gorgeous ladies out there to make the most of the one that you've been given by finding a practice like this and accessing the zone of connection.
You really can choose how you want to feel. And sometimes we totally underestimate ourselves. And I think if you can access this zone, you will not believe how amazing you can feel most of the time.
This is absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. It's been enlightening, spiritual, and I'm dying to get my throat healed now. Thank you
so much.
Probably
already healed. Josephine, thank you. It's just been wonderful being able to have this conversation with you, and thank you to everyone for listening as well.
It's an absolute pleasure. Yeah, thank you so much. So the Zone of Connection is published by Lid Publishing, and it's available now. And your website is again?
thezoneofconnection.com.
Fantastic. And for more amazing women, you can always go to Radio Gorgeous.